Hello, hi, good people. Welcome to my podcast. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as the mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely host, Precious. It's good to be back. It's good to be here. It's so amazing to be doing this at this very moment. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that today, at this very moment, I decided. You know, I didn't even plan to do this. I just decided that, wow, it's been a minute. It's been a long time since I've done this. Let me just do it, you know. Let me just do it. If not for nobody, then for myself. I decided, you know what, let me just do this. I love doing this. I enjoy doing this. And I know that it's been quite some time since I've been here. But I'm glad that I managed to actually spare some time today and just do this. How are you doing? How is everything going for you? How is 2022 treating you? You know, it's the end of 2022. We are approaching the end of 2022. And my hope is that you have achieved all that you had set to achieve this year. My hope is that everything is going good and best for you. You deserve it. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to achieve your dreams. You deserve to live the life of your dreams. And I pray and hope that you don't lose hope. No matter how bad, how complicated, how hard, how difficult things are for you or have been for you in this year of 2022, that you don't throw in the towel, that you don't give up, that you don't say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I hope that you never think that your dreams are too big to be achieved. You deserve to dream the wildest dreams that you can ever dream of, and you deserve to live them. You deserve to dream big, and you deserve to live big. I hope that you never forget that, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how complicated, how difficult, how harsh life is to you. I remember that you don't forget that you deserve to be happy. You deserve to live the life of your dreams. You deserve to be where you want to be. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. You deserve it. You deserve it. And I hope that you manage to do one or two things that could lead to you achieving your dream if you haven't. I hope that you see and you know and you believe that there is light at the end of the tunnel. I hope that you remember that you are deserving of all the things that you dream of. You deserve it. But you should also remember that you don't deserve anything that you're not willing to fight for. So if you have that dream, if you have that goal, if you think and you know that you deserve it, you've got to be willing to fight for it. And I do pray and hope that you fight for your dreams, that you do whatever it takes to achieve them, because you deserve them. You deserve them. You really do. So before I forget, what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? Remember that gratitude goes a long way, and you always have something to be grateful for. You always have a reason to be grateful. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? Honestly, today I would say that I'm grateful for the gift of life. You know, I'm just grateful for that. I'm grateful for the gift of life. You know, being able to live the next hour, the next minute, the next second, the next moment is just a gift and a miracle. I believe that. So I'm truly grateful to God for the gift of life and for the gift of being able to live this very moment and the next moment. I don't take that for granted. I don't take that for granted, and I'm grateful for that. So what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? You always have something to be grateful for. Remember that. And gratitude goes a long way. So I'm back again with my kind reminders. And today I want to remind you that you deserve to rest. I want to remind you and I that it's okay to take some rest, you know, to take some time to rest. It's very productive. Rest is productive too. I know that a lot of us, we mistake a rest with the absence of work or the opposite of work, but rest is not the opposite of work. Resting is work. It's part of the work. Resting is productive too. I know that we live in this era where we are all under pressure, like too much pressure. Like the pressure from our peers, the pressure from the society that we live in, and sometimes the pressure from ourselves. We put ourselves under so much pressure. And we want to get things done like as soon as possible, like immediately. Like we want to get everything done immediately that we forget that we deserve to rest. And we believe that rest is the opposite of work, that rest is the absence of work, that as much as you have work to do, you cannot rest. But it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way because rest is a part of work. For you to work well, for you to be productive, to be creative, you need to rest. We easily compromise rest. We simply neglect rest. But we deserve and we need to rest for us to be productive. For us to be creative, we need to rest. We shouldn't forget to rest. We shouldn't forget to rest. We shouldn't turn rest into the forgotten part of a balanced life, because rest is a part of a balanced life. There is no way your life can be balanced without rest. So rest is also working. Resting is also working. When you are resting, you are actually working. So the most productive thing you can do sometimes is just rest. Because resting allows you to actually do the rest. So whenever you can, please press pause, disconnect and rest. You deserve it. I know that resting may be different for everybody. It's different for all of us. So that is why it is important for you to know the practices or activities that enable you to rest as an individual. What makes me rest doesn't make you rest. So you should know what makes you rest, like what practice makes you really, really rest. And you have to be intentional about it. So you need to refresh, you need to rest, and you need to recharge so that you may be able to do the rest, so that you may be able to be productive. Be intentional about resting. Don't rest because your body now can't take it anymore and you don't have any other choice but to rest. Rest because you want to be productive. Rest because you want to be creative. Rest because you know that you deserve it. Your body deserves it. Your soul deserves it. Your mind deserves to rest. So you should keep that in mind. You should keep in mind that when you prioritize resting, you are prioritizing your work and yourself. You are prioritizing your mind, your soul, and your body. So rest should be a priority to you. You should prioritize resting. You must remember that a tired, a worn-out brain surely cannot show up as its best self. No matter how hard you try, when you're tired, when you're worn out, you can never be productive. You can never show up as your best self when you're tired, when you're worn out. And when you take some time to rest, please do rest. Disconnect and rest. Don't just rest because you're saying, okay, I'm resting. But you're doing something. like totally, intentionally disconnect and rest. And make sure that when you're doing it, your mind is truly getting the rest that it deserves. Make sure that it's getting the break that it truly deserves. So completely disconnect and rest your mind, rest your body, rest your soul, because they deserve to rest. I know we always say that keep going, keep going, keep going. Encourage people all the time to keep going, no matter how hard it gets, to keep going. But keep going doesn't mean that you don't take a break, you don't rest, you don't take a pause. It doesn't mean that you don't rest. Because resting is also part of keep going. How do you keep going if you're tired? If you have taken the wrong way, how do you keep going? If you don't know where you are headed, if you're not productive, if you're not producing any results, how are you going to keep going? How do you keep going? How do you keep going if you don't know where you are going? Resting is part of the journey. In order for you to keep going, you need to keep pausing and resting along the way. What's the use of keeping going if you are heading the wrong direction? How do you know you are on the right path if you don't pause and reflect? If you don't pause and refresh? If you don't pause and recharge? So what's the use of working so hard if you're not going to get anywhere? So without rest, it's easy to fall off track. And you do so even without realizing it, because you don't rest. Your mind is tired, your body is tired, your rest is tired, your soul is tired, because you don't rest. So you need to rest. You need to rest as much as you can. Rest as much as you work. Put so much effort in resting as you put so much effort in working. So every so often, please create moments of pause and rest. And I know that your body, your body is constantly communicating with you. Your body is constantly telling you that, you know what, I need a break. Your mind is constantly communicating with you, telling you, I need a break, I need to rest. You're trying to think. You're trying to think, but nothing is coming up. It means you need to rest. You're trying to be creative, but you're not, because you need to rest. Don't push through any symptoms of mentally or physically exhaustion and burnout. If your mind tells you that I'm tired, it's tired, give it rest. If your body screams, I'm tired, it's tired, give it rest. If your soul screams, I'm tired, it really is tired, give it rest. Please don't overlook or don't ignore your mind or body. If it tells you that it can't do it anymore, it means it cannot do it anymore. Give it rest. It needs to rest. Prioritize rest. You need to rest. You need to rest sufficiently. You should remember that not resting affects your productivity. It affects your mental health. It affects your physical body. You may think that you're working so hard and you're trying so hard, you know, to keep in track, to you're trying so hard to achieve your dreams, to achieve your goals. You don't take a rest, you don't take a break, you don't sleep at night, you work all day through. You're not doing yourself any favors. You're not doing your dreams any favors. How are you gonna live to see them through if you don't rest? Are you gonna enjoy your dreams if you don't rest? Are you really gonna enjoy them in good health, in good mental health, physical health, if you don't rest? So most of the time, we want to be so productive so much that we forget that resting is productive too. we forget that resting boosts creativity and the ability to solve problems. We forget that resting helps us in almost every area of our lives. We forget that when we choose to rest, we choose ourselves, we choose our minds, we choose our souls, we choose our mental health. We deserve to rest. Everybody deserves to rest. Why do we forget taking time to rest? Why do we forget that taking time to rest actually results in higher productivity and a more suitable and sustainable work lifestyle? You deserve to rest. I deserve to rest. We deserve to rest. So resting is an obligation if you want to live a happier and healthier life. There's no way you can be happy and healthier if you don't rest. So resting doesn't mean that you don't have work today. Resting doesn't mean that you are done with your work. Resting means you are working, because resting is part of work. Resting is not a reward for a job well done. Resting is a requirement for a job well done. So resting is a necessity. I don't know how you're treating rest, but I want to let you know that resting is a necessity for a balanced life. So every so often, please take a break and rest, because resting is something valuable on its own right. Resting is a part of a balanced life, so don't underestimate the power of resting. Don't underestimate the power of resting. And remember that engaging in work 24/7, pushing yourself even when you're tired and overwhelmed, continuing to work with a worn out and burnt out mind, not having time for a proper lunch, for a proper meal, is not a sign of dedication to your work. And it certainly that doesn't mean that you are being productive. So please, whenever you can, please rest. Take a rest. Take a break and rest. Disconnect and rest. You must remember that poor rest is not good for your mental health. No matter how hard and how desperate you need to achieve your goals and dreams, resting is a necessity, and you must rest. You need to rest. For you to be able to restore and clear your mind, you need to rest. For you to be able to maintain a healthy mental state, you need to rest. For you to allow your thoughts to flow, you need to rest. For you to decrease your stress level, you need to rest. If you want to enhance your creativity and innovation, you need to rest. So the only way you can consistently produce high quality work and live a happier and healthier life is to consistently rest. So you should make rest a lifestyle, because resting matters. It matters more than we think. It matters more than we can ever imagine. You will be so amazed of what you can do when you take sufficient rest. So for you to boost your productivity, to live happier and healthier, you need to constantly and consistently rest. So do right by yourself and rest as much as you engage in work. Rest as much as you can. I hope this reminder, this kind reminder to me and you, means something to you as much as it means something to me. You know, I've got to learn that I need to rest. That I need to rest more than anything. That I need to rest as much as I engage in work. As much as I think that I'm a busy person and I'm trying to do a lot of things at the same time and that I have to achieve my dreams and goals, I know that I have to rest. I have to take a break. I have to pause. I have to disconnect and I have to rest. Really, really rest. So I hope you know that you deserve to rest too, and that resting is absolutely, absolutely productive. So when you're resting, you're actually being productive. So don't take rest as a waste of time or the absence of work or that you don't have anything else to do. You deserve to rest and you need to rest. I hope that you don't forget to rest. Thank you so much for listening. You are listening to Mindset, where your mind is your superpower. As far as a mind can see, you can become. I'm your lovely, lovely host, Precious. Bye for now.